can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try, you can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, you can try, but you can't cover it up.
It was Hello, everybody. This is Annabelle. I'm from Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am so happy to be here today. I'm a little bit tired, and everyone else who works with me on Dual Degree Hour is currently either in bed or not here. She's on the shuttle to go to her dual degree classes, so it's just me today, but I'm still excited to be here despite the fact that I did not want to come here and I'm a little bit late, but you know, I've made it. So I'm gonna play you guys an intro song. I've been listening to this a lot this week. It's called Francis Street by Kid, the band Kid, spelled with a K-Y-D. And I hope you enjoy while I continue to get set up for the show today. All right, here we go. Francis Street by Kid, the band. Again, Kid spelled K-Y-D. And this is still Annabelle. You are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So my show is called Dual Degree Hour. Normally we talk about things going on in our dual degree lives, things that are happening as current students at Tufts University, and you know, the daily life of a university student, or I guess the weekly life, because we do the show on a weekly basis every Monday at 8 a.m. New and improved content is coming up. We're starting to record some things. We're going to be putting together like a semi, not scripted, but like a more realistic show, which I'm super excited about. Because we are SMFA students, SMFA being the School of the Museum of Fine Arts at Boston, as well as Tufts University students, we have access to a lot of really cool technology, including really high quality recorders. So something we are thinking about doing is recording ourselves in the dining halls, because we do have a segment called Slaps or Flaps, where we talk about the dining hall food. And we think it could be very interesting if we actually record ourselves trying the food and our initial reactions to it. Because normally you get our watered down sort of reactions to it after we've already made up our minds. But a lot of times we will try the food and go through this stage of wondering like, oh, is this good or is it bad? Because we cannot tell. Because it just tastes kind of weird. Because a lot of the food here is a little bit sketchy, if you will. So, anyway, I will continue with this segment. Our segment is, again, called Slaps and Flaps, which essentially means, for those of you who are not up to date on the teen lingo these days, slaps just means it's really good. So if someone comes up to you and is like, ah, this slaps, means it's really good. And then flaps is a word that we made up that just means that it's bad. So, which I think is an adequate way to describe the word flaps. Like, it's not ideal in any sense. So, let's continue. I think to this week, my major slap is going to have to be not SMFA food. Last Wednesday, I went to Tate, which is a really cute bakery here in Boston, and they had Hamantaschen, because Purim is coming up relatively soon, which I'm excited about. I love Purim. I think it's a really fun holiday, although I don't know what the celebrations are going to be like here. So, but I do like Purim, and normally I don't like Hamantaschen at all. But I went with Emma, who is also a host on the show, but is not here. I went with Emma, and she was like, oh, what are those? I kind of want to try them. And I was like, oh, they're Hamantaschen, and normally they're bad. And she was like, well, they kind of look good. And I was like, they do kind of look good, though. So we tried them, and they were delicious because they used shortbread dough instead of regular Hamantaschen dough. And so that's my slap. and then my flap was yesterday's meal. I only had one, because none of the food was very good. So I had like a breakfast in my room. I made oatmeal. And then when I went to the dining hall, I got a bagel and fries. And it was so sad. And then I came home and didn't eat until like 10 p.m. when we ordered pizza, because we were all so hungry because the dining hall food was so bad. So I would say that flaps a significant amount, and it's quite sad. So I am going to, my mom, who is a lovely woman, she convinced me to come on air today, even though I didn't want to because my co-hosts aren't here. She's asking what the Hamantaschen was filled with. It was filled with like strawberry jam. So arguably the best kind of Hamantaschen you can get is a strawberry jam Hamantaschen, no matter what the dough is made out of. But I thought this was particularly good. They also had Nutella Hamantaschen and poppy seed Hamantaschen. Poppy seed being more traditional, Nutella being absolutely not. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I might have my mom come on air later today after I'm going to play one more song and try to work the phones here so that I have more practice with that. If that doesn't work, then I will definitely try something else. If you are a listener and you want to call in, the studio line is 855-915-WMFO. Again, 855-915-WMFO. If you have any food that you ate this week that you want to tell me about, I'd be happy to listen. I love hearing about food. Food is a great passion of mine. So no matter who you are, if you're listening, you can definitely call in. Again, it's on the WMFO website as well, though be careful if you're driving. And I am going to segue from the slaps and flaps segment to our, I don't know, any other segment, our PSA segment, if you will, our short boy, by playing another song that I have been listening to a lot this week. I'm in a very much like pop, rock, indie rock sort of mood, so all of these songs kind of align with that. I'm sorry if that's not your jam, but I hope you're enjoying the songs anyway. This is She Doesn't Get It by, I'm not sure how to say this name. It's spelled A-L-I-N-E-A, so Alinea maybe. Anyway, this is She Doesn't Get It by Alinea.
Let's stay up all night and forget our dreams, chasing neon highs through the empty streets. One last dance before the day's parade, and as the music stops, I stand and watch your colors fade. Let's wait up all night for things to change. Don't act like you tried so hard when it's all the same. I lost my voice back against the wall. I wondered why it took so long to see you in your camouflage. Honestly, don't know why I'm paralyzed by your disguise. Don't call
Hello. Hi, we're back. You're on air, which is super fun. So what's going on? Oh.
So I ordered crumpets and
sunny side
up eggs and
French fries. That does sound good,
though. I mean, it's not a bad class. I really can't think of a
class
right now.
Okay. I can play another song. And you all right? All right. I'm gonna play, let's see. Well, do you have any song requests while I'm looking at some songs that I could play?
Do you have a song request, please?
Oh, hello. Yeah. It's called Francis Street, but the kids are gonna be all right. I think the kids are gonna be all right. Yeah. Do you want me to play that? Yeah, I sure can. The kids, let me find it. Ooh, there are lots of songs. Is it called The Kids Are Going to Be All Right? Or The Kids Are Gonna Be All Right? Oh, well, that's a problem because... Okay, wait, I see it. There we go. Okay, we're gonna be playing The Kids Are All Right by The Who. It's going on right about now. Ooh, just kidding. It's a whole album. Let me find it. So you've picked an album as opposed to a song. So you gotta give me a different suggestion. I can play. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna play a Declan McKenna song about the kids. It's called The Kids Aren't All Right, or The Kids Don't Want to Come Home, sorry. Which is not how I feel. I'm going home next weekend and I'm excited, but this is also a very good song. It's more about social justice than anything else. It's about not standing for the status quo. So, as opposed to the actual physical location of home, the kids just want to, like, move forward. The kids want to push for change. So that's what this song is about. It's called The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna. I hope you enjoy. I'll see you in a few minutes with the PSA, and then I will talk a little bit about my dual degree life, perhaps with my mom. My brother is also in the vicinity if he wants to be on the air. If not, that's fine. Anyway, here's The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna.
I don't know what I want. If I'm completely honest, I guess I could start a war. I guess I could sleep on it. Just bad advice for someone so up
Well, they do now, don't they?
They don't.
You don't want to go home.
Then why did you write that whole song about it? If we don't want to go home, you want us to go home. But why did you write the song about how the kids don't want to go home?
You felt like it.
I'm gonna dip out.
I'm gonna get you.
Are we going back in?
Drop the mic.
I'm gonna get you.
Drop the mic. Drop the shut up.
I'm gonna get you.
Drop the shut up.
Now running in the studio, guys.
Hello, I am back. I realized, a very friendly caller told me that the phone was dead, so you guys couldn't hear my conversation with my mom, which I apologize for. I have not used the phone very often, and I realized that I actually just didn't turn up the volume, so I apologize for that one-sided conversation. That's a bit embarrassing. I am getting another call right now. I can tell that it's my mom. I'm gonna try to make it work. Thank you. Now you should be on the air.
Oh, hi.
I don't know if it is working.
Okay.
I do think it is. Although I can't, I can hear you through my headphones. So, it is to my understanding that you are on the air. So.
Are you listening, Steve? Oh, I don't think you're on the air.
Okay. Do you think?
Right, because the stream is unavailable at this time.
Oh, well.
Maybe I should get off.
Okay, then maybe so. But.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
I'm hanging up. Bye.
Okay. So, yeah, I've been having some technical difficulties. I am still a new DJ. I am a freshman here at Tufts. So, that is my own fault. Anyway, you just heard The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna. So. A very good song. I do love Declan McKenna. I think he's one of the upcoming artists. I do think he will probably become famous. He just released a new song called Beautiful Faces that we listened to last week if you were listening. So thank you for tuning in if you did. I am going to read a PSA for all of you. It is very relevant to being a dual degree student, which again is what this show is sort of about. It is the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville/Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, you can search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So, they currently have a really cool exhibit up called The Walls Turned Sideways. I just saw it last week, actually this Monday last week, and it is incredible. It is all about the criminal justice system and how it's artists tackling the criminal justice system, and I have to say it's really, really good. Really solid exhibit if you're interested in art or the criminal justice system or really anything along those lines. Poetry, there's a lot of really good photography, so really if you're into art, this is totally up your alley. If you're in the area, I highly recommend it. And it's free, so go check it out if you have some time. It only took me about, I think, an hour to walk through. And you can obviously take less time than that, but there's a lot of really cool things. There's some videos that you can listen to. So that was the PSA for this week, which I highly agree with. The show isn't in for all that long, so go check it out while you can. Anyway, let's see, what else? I am a dual degree student, as I said, if you haven't gotten tired of me saying that yet, which is what this show is about. So our last segment after the PSA is always what is happening in our dual degree lives. And unfortunately, as I'm the only one here, I'm the only one who can talk about it. Let me think. So this week, I have been working on an animation, a paper cutout animation of a little fox. And this week, I also made some grass blades that sway in the wind and some dialogue for the sun and the moon, who are also key figures in my animation. So they just kind of exist. It's a really short little animation. It's about 30 seconds long as of right now, but that took me a really long time. If you've ever animated something, you know that it takes quite a while, because even if you're shooting in twos, which is 12 frames per second technically, it still takes a really long time to get everything done, because that's still 12 frames every single second, or as I prefer to do, 24 frames per second, which just looks smoother. It also just takes a really long time, but I don't mind it. I think it's kind of relaxing, and I love seeing the finished products of everything that I make. So in my opinion, it's quite worth it. I know in Maggie's dual degree life, Maggie is my roommate, and she also co-hosts this show with me. She did this really cool photography shoot where I had to steal some apples for her from Duwick. So I took about 15 apples from our dining hall, and she made this really cool green themed shoot where she took all of our plants and one of her green blankets and took these sort of self portraits, which is really, really cool. If you follow her on Instagram, they're on her Instagram story at the moment. So go check them out if you can. And if not, I'm sure there'll be somewhere where you can find them. They're very, very cool. And I really enjoyed seeing her like set the whole thing up. And in Emma's dual degree life, she is currently making etchings in intaglio, which is really neat. It means that she's carving into these copper plates and creating these prints based on that. It's really neat. I'm also making prints. They're not turning out as well as Emma's are because they are mono prints, not etching prints. So it's a lot less precise. I've currently been making these like building sort of things, so like these cityscapes through my prints, which has been super fun. I've really been enjoying it, and I'll probably continue doing that this week alongside my animations. Anyway, yeah, that's all that's really been going on in our dual degree lives, in our art student lives anyway, here on this campus. Things are just going as usual. We're studying, working really hard, trying to get those grades. It's midterm season, so it's really, really stressful. But we're still doing all right. It's been a rough few weeks for all of us, but we're getting back on top of it now. So we have about 10 minutes left in the show. I'm going to play another song, and I've been told by my mom, who is not here at the moment because I think I was able to get her on the air, but I wasn't sure, so I took her off. But she did just text me and said to talk about making my Fox video, which is a fun process. It's we had to make these paper cutouts, and so the fox that I made, his name is Charles. He is a little guy with little hinges that are made out of wire. So he basically just kind of moves around with his hinges. And he's a little bit primitive, but it gives it a sort of homemade feel when you see him walking around, which I really enjoy. Anyway, I'm going to play another song. It's another kind of indie rock song that I've also been listening to a lot this week. It's called Freaking Out by The Rex. It's a really good song. I've really been enjoying it. I hope you guys like it. Here we go.
In the bathroom, on my back, there's a picture on the wall of Kanye West. He's staring at me. He's staring at me. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. I'm on the lawn. It's almost three. I look around. I look at her. She looks at me. She's suspicious. She's suspicious. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. I'm feeling fine. I found a flower, it's in my shoe and it is mine. Things are fine now, yeah, it's alright. And all these goddamn people in the world, they're all just getting by. I'm in the back room, she's with the guy. He's selling happiness and hopefulness. Just want a home, wouldn't that be nice? I'm all alone, afraid of my life. I just want a home, wouldn't that be nice? I'm all alone, afraid of my life. I just want a home.
Hello and welcome back. That was The Rex Freaking Out. I had a little bit of an issue. I dropped my phone. But next up is going to be What a Wonderful World. Ella's not in this week, but sorry, I completely forgot your name.
F-I.
F-I?
No, F-R.
F-R. FR is in, subbing in. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dual Degree Hour. Again, I apologize for my mishaps with the phone, but I still had a good time. I hope y'all did too. And please keep listening for the next show. This has been Annabelle with Dual Degree Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We still have about 4 minutes. I don't really know what else is going on, so I might just... I shouldn't really start the show early, but I am still here. Let's see. I wonder if I have any songs that are just under 3 minutes. Actually, yeah. So this song is called Maybe I'm Afraid by Lovely the Band, and it should lead us right into 9 o'clock. Again, thank you for listening to Dual Degree Hour, and stay tuned.
In your party dress, you were singing me some Frank Sinatra as you wept. Pull me closer, love. It seems like we lost touch, so hold me as the record skips. Maybe you're just too good. For me and you.